set now for a start of the second round of heats. Let's commence with the midgets, cadets. Mac O'Neill dominated the first heat in the Worth top cart from Dubbo. From Henry McGlansborough in that 77 cart. So we'll see how those two progress throughout the day. Mac O'Neill, he won that first heat by 34 seconds on a 48 second lap. So as you can tell, he was on fire right throughout that heat. William Cozzi, of course, finishing in third position in the nine cart. And unfortunately, Brooklyn Skibiris spinning off the circuit down there in the final turns in the later going of the race. So they're in good formation now. Mac O'Neill, Henry McGlansborough, and we're racing. It's Mac O'Neill who gets the jump off the start. Henry McGlansborough going with him down into the flip-flop, but Mac O'Neill really has some pace he's carrying in that lead-up to, in that short little straight to turn number four, and he opens up a handy buffer going into the hairpin for the very first time. So off the hairpin now and towards the kink as they head towards Windmill for the first time. And Mac O'Neill is your race leader. The Dubbo driver in the Worth-sponsored top cart. Mac O'Neill, been driving all over the state over the past couple of years, has got quite a bit of experience now. We see him regularly part of the Southern Star series doing well. And at various other meetings. He's really been showing some great form. Seen him at Grenfell a couple of times. And has shown some good speed there, mixing it up with the sergeants and the like at that track. And, of course, Grenfell. We mentioned how they've got the Southern Star Series there in 2 weeks' time. But, of course, the October long weekend will see them hosting the New South Wales State Championships, which will be a fantastic meeting that we're all looking forward to, I'm sure. Mac O'Neill in the 81 leading the way here from Henry McGlansborough in the 77. Then it's William Cozzi in the 9 cart, and then the big gap back to the 70p of Brooklyn Skibiris. So Skibiris doing a good job there, just getting some experience in that vinyl pool service arrow cart. So it's Dubbo leading Orange, leading the two drivers then from Lithgow. And great 70 entries here this weekend. Great to see so many people taking the opportunity to be part of what is hoped to become a fantastic, not-to-be-missed event on the racing calendar. Mac O'Neill off to a great start here in heat number two for the cadets. Opened up a gap already of some 7.6 seconds after three laps. Mac O'Neill, lap times 48.829. That was his last lap, fastest of the race. McGlansborough, 51.9. His best was a 51.6 a few laps ago. William Cozzi, doing all right, a 51.5, his best lap. Problem is, the difference between William Cozzi's best lap and then his next laps are, you know, getting towards 3/4 of a second difference, which makes a huge difference to you when you are trying to battle someone on the racetrack. So McGlansborough in the 77, that's the Subway Bathurst and Subway Kelso sponsored carts. Sitting out there in good position in second place, under no pressure at the moment. McGlansborough was running in qualifying at a 51.7 to Mac O'Neill's 48.4s.
So if we look at the times now, there's still 48.7s for Mac O'Neill and 51.4s for Henry McLansborough. So still picking up plenty of time is the youngster. In fact, was that 51.7 to 51.4? So now McLansborough actually going faster here in heat number two than he was in qualifying. That just goes to show how much he's been developing there. So Mac O'Neill leading the way. Henry McLansborough in the 77 sits in second place. Then it's back to William Cozzi, who's running in third. So Cozzi in the 9 cart, still trying to keep the pressure on as Mac O'Neill puts Brooklyn Skibiris a lap down. So Brooklyn Skibiris in the 70 cart going one lap down. Hopefully Brooklyn Skibiris here can finish off the race as an off on lap 8 in heat number 1 was a disappointing way for a very good solid drive to end. Mac O'Neill in the 48.6 sets fastest lap of the race on that previous lap, and once again that was time was set passing the back marker, showing just how quick Mac O'Neill is across this weekend. So as he comes up to complete lap number 7, Mac O'Neill again in complete domination of this cadets class, taking his time this time, a 53.2, but under no pressure whatsoever. McLansborough across the line there, a 50.931. So Henry McLansborough's fastest lap of the weekend so far, coming up lap 7 of the cadets heat number 2, as he makes the pass now on Brooklyn Skibiris. So William Cozzi, a 51.7 his last lap. He's had a 51.006 his fastest lap of the race. So Mac O'Neill coming in to complete lap number 8. He'll get the white flag next time by. Mac O'Neill, your race leader in cart number 81. Sponsored by Worth. Worth Fasteners. Out of Dubbo, the top cart there of Mac O'Neill. Well out in front by, 15 seconds. So Henry McLansborough, another 51.3 second lap there. William Cozzi, a 51.3. So William Cozzi doing a great job there, staying with Henry McLansborough this time. And of course, we did see Henry McLansborough have a spin in Heat 1, which costs him a bit of time. This time, without that spin, he's staying, a lot closer to the back bumper of Mac O'Neill. That being said, it's still 16 seconds behind the race leader. So with the white flag out now for Mac O'Neill. Last lap. Oh, and a spin there. Oh, I might have Jonahed Henry McLansborough again. He's had a spin, so that puts William Cozzi up into second place. And that will be frustrating for McLansborough, who was doing extremely well. As off the circuit, Mac O'Neill has had a spin as well. So Mac O'Neill on the final lap of the race with quite a handsome lead. It was 20 seconds coming in on the final lap. And Mac O'Neill, blots his copybook a little bit, but still comes home with the win. And Mac O'Neill is the victor. So William Cozzi, good drive from him. He's the only one of the top three that hasn't spun out. And that's a good drive there. Cozzi comes home in second. And then it is McLansborough back there in third place with Skibiris finishing up in fourth. So interesting heat number two for the cadets. Up next, it will be Clubman Super Heavy.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
So as we get set for heat number two now of Clubman Super Heavy, Adam Riley in the 27, the man to watch there. He had a excellent battle with Paul Cooper in the 16 in heat number one. And it'll be interesting to see how that front row of Riley and Cooper go here in heat number two. Alex Taylor and Craig Tailby also in the 23 and the 68 had a good solid battle throughout heat number one as well. Brent Dixon and Curtis Dixon in the 24 and 61 make up row three. Michael Hazelton in the 2 has got Paul Skabiris in the 70. Looking for a start this time by, it looks like Cooper just on the carburetor there. As they're away racing, Polsitter gets the best line into turn number 1. Here comes Taylor trying to make the move up the inside of Cooper as well. As they head through the flip-flop, Cooper holds him back. And it's Riley who leads the way. Cooper sits back there in second. Then it's back to Taylor. Tailby's behind him. Then it's the two Dixon's brothers split now by Michael Hazelton in the 2 cart. Hazelton up the inside of the 61, I think, of Curtis Dixon that time. No. It was up the inside of the 68 of Craig Tailby. So Tailby there shuffled back a spot as Michael Hazelton is on a flyer, already up to fourth place after starting out of position number 7, and he is putting the pressure on Alex Taylor now as they head through turn 4 and on the back straight into the hairpin. So fortunately the rain has stayed away so far today, and we've seen some great racing, and the Super Heavy's heat number 2 is a exhibition of that, as it's Hazelton up the inside of Taylor into the windmill, and he moves up to third place now. Riley is your race leader, but he's got Cooper right on his back bumper, and Riley and Cooper are going hammer and tong with now a new pursuer in Michael Hazelton. So the Mick race car of Michael Hazelton is really turning up the wick here. It's Orange's Adam Riley leading the North Shore Kart Club's Paul Cooper from Combined Districts' Michael Hazelton. Three different clubs, all battling it at the front of the field. In fact, it's five different clubs, all mixing it up in the top five positions, because Taylor is from Wollongong and Dubbo is where Craig Tailby hails from. But it is the man
on a mission, Michael Hazelton, who has got the real charge on at the moment. Their top three are all nose to tail as they head through turn four and onto the back straight. And it's Hazelton who looked like he was in a position to challenge then on Cooper for second. He stays in line and now gets a great run off the hairpin. So Hazelton setting himself up for a move into Windmill. They're side by side through the double left-handers. And it's Cooper who holds on to that second place. Hazelton's shaking his head again. Now, from memory, Michael Hazelton came together with one of the carts in the early doors, heat number one. Oh, Hazelton right over the grass that time as he was making the move on Cooper, and Cooper just tried to slam the door shut. Hazelton just kept the boot into it and he makes the pass for second. All the while, it's Riley who's got out to a 1 point, a 1 second lead at the front of the field. So Hazelton, who, as I mentioned, had his nose cone bumped off in an incident in heat one, has now been able to make the most of this heat two and is really on a tear. So just recapping, Hazelton in heat number one, I think that might have happened, about lap number six of that first heat when he was trying to charge through the pack. Well, he's cut a sway through the pack, has Michael Hazelton from Lithgow in the early going of this race, up to second place already. Now, can he reel in Adam Riley, who is 1.3 seconds ahead of him on the track? Riley was the fastest man in qualifying. He won heat one, and he's in a solid position now in that 27 cart out at the front of the field. The leader heads up the start-finish straight, and it is clean track ahead of him. Hazelton has taken 0.1 of a second off his lead on that lap. We're working lap number seven now, so less than three laps remaining for Adam Riley, your race leader, to defend that advantage, which Hazelton really went hard into the hairpin and is working towards the kink now. This is the section of track which Hazelton is particularly good at, through the infield left-handers and onto the short chute, and he has made up a whole bunch of time. He's closed the gap down to, I'd suggest, within 0.7 of a second, maybe more. So Adam Riley might be just taking it a bit too conservative. It's less than a second, the gap now. It was 0.9, so it's a little bit off. But 0.9 of a second between Michael Hazelton in second place and Adam Riley, your race leader. Hazelton's pulled away from Cooper. In fourth place, Alex Taylor, not putting any pressure on him there. And Craig Tailby in the 68 is further back. So they're working lap number eight now. It is Adam Riley who leads the way. Riley on to the start-finish straight. He's under plenty of pressure, almost getting a wheel off into the pebbles as he comes off the final turn and heads up the start-finish straight. Hazelton didn't make any impression. Both drivers in the 42 fours that last time by. Hazelton went a bit too hot into the hairpin. This time, it looks like he has managed to use the hairpin to his advantage and through the infield section has appeared to close that gap. Riley, responding to his challenge, though, has looking very smooth, not stressing at the front of the field. Hazelton takes 0.1 of a second as the white flag is out. So, on the final lap, Adam Riley, comfortable with his lead at the front of the field. Hazelton tries to make big inroads into him, going into the hairpin. What will that mean coming off, though, as they work their way up the into Windmill? Through the left-handers now, Hazelton upsets the cart by running the ripple strip a bit hard as they head across into the final turns. And it is Adam Riley who'll take the victory. Hazelton a solid second. Third place Cooper. Then it's back to Taylor. Tailby. Further back then to Brent Dixon in the 24. Curtis Dixon in the 61. And Paul Skrbiris in the 70 will round out their running order. So a very, very exciting super heavy heat number two. It's the senior nationals turn out on the circuit next. This is the super heavy challenge here at the Orange Kartway.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
So as we get set for a start here, we've got one kart who on the pit exit has run into some troubles. I think that's the 17P kart of Scott Nielsen. So Nielsen is pulling his kart off the circuit now. He qualified that kart at the tail end, so we are not going to go green this time. As he pulls that cart clear. Heat 1, Nielsen was finishing in 5th position. Glenn Williams in the 57 was the only driver not to finish that heat. Unfortunately, it looks like Nielsen will not get started here, and he'll be pulling that cart clear. Now, will we get a start this time by? I'm not sure. He's going to try and give it one more go to get it fired up. It has caught this time. So the starter has got a decision to make. Does he let Nielsen catch up to the field, or does he start him this time by? Well, we'll soon know. The orange light's flashing. Slow down is the call. All right, so no start this time. The slowdown board being shown to the field. And the field will go the long way, which will mean that, in theory, Nielsen will be able to go through the cutout and close up that gap. So we'll see if that pans out. In fact, he's making such good ground here, he'll come out in front of him if he uses the cutout. So he's going to use the cutout and fall back into position. So that's worked out quite well. He'll move into his spot, which is 6th on the grid, and be away and racing shortly. This is the Super Heavy Challenge, sponsored by the Orange City Council. We thank them for their support. Big weekend here in Orange, of course, with the Orange Show on, and a whole bunch of other festivals in and around the district. As David Dunbar in the 81 and Gary Cozzi in the 89 bring them to the green light. Away and racing, and it's Cozzi on the outside who gets the jump. Williams back there gets shuffled back a few spots, in fact. So Williams is going to be the big loser here as Sarah Cozzi goes round the outside
and takes that spot from him. Nielsen has got past Nathan Carr already up into fifth position. But your race leader is the 89 of Gary Cozzi. Cozzi in the Cozzi Electricals entry, leading the way from David Dunbar in second. The Dunbar Homes over there in Bathurst. Dunbar Homes being great sponsors of the Orange Car Club over the years. And David Dunbar currently with some work to do. Glenn Williams, how far back did he fall? He falls back to fourth with Sarah Cozzi up there in second position. Third position. Nielsen and Carr round out the field. So at the moment, Cozzi with a 0.6 of a second advantage. What can he do here as they head into the hairpin once again? It's Sarah Cozzi under all sorts of pressure as Glenn Williams makes the pass, but she retakes him back for that third spot as they come through the double left hand as though Williams is having another charge. So a great battle for third as David Dunbar looks like he's closing up on Gary Cozzi at the front of the field. So Sarah Cozzi holds on to third place for the moment as a battle is brewing back there in the 17 and 7 battle. Around the outside, well, has Glenn Williams made the pass on Sarah Cozzi? I don't think so yet. Sarah Cozzi doing a great job to hold on to third position. Pulls away out of the hairpin. She's very strong in that run from the hairpin to windmill. But then just going through the left hand as she sort of bogs down there. And really struggles to get up to speed on the short shoot heading toward the final two right hand turns. And back onto the start finish straight. So Gary Cozzi is your race leader. Cozzi leading the way from David Dunbar. The gap which started off at 0.8 of a second is now down to 0.3 of a second as Williams again tries to run up the inside into turn 4 on Sarah Cozzi to try and get third place back. As the leaders head down into the hairpin, Nielsen and Carr are having a good battle, and Carr has pushed Nielsen into a mistake there, and Nielsen has made the pass coming up the kink. Well, great move there by Nielsen Williams has pulled off the circuit. So that will be a second DNF for Glenn Williams in the first two heats of racing. So Gary Cozzi continues to lead from David Dunbar. That gap is still 0.3 of a second. Both drivers matching their pace at 46.8 second laps, but David Dunbar has done a 46.7 so far in this race, and in fact Dunbar is closing in on Gary Cozzi now, so the pressure is really starting to be applied. The gap, two cart lengths as they go along the short chute into the final turns. The two right-handers now, they come off them onto the start-finish straight. And Cozzi just protecting that inside line as he goes up the start-finish straight and into turn number one. Dunbar's cut the gap to 0.2 of a second. They work their way down the back straight towards the hairpin. Again, Dunbar looks like he goes in that little bit deeper. He's carried more speed through the hairpin that time. And now Dunbar's in a position to strike as they have nose to tail. Into windmill, through the double right-handers and onto the short chute now. Dunbar within a cart length as they head through the kink and into the double right-handers to lead them back onto the start-finish straight. They head up the start-finish straight again. Cozzi protects the inside line. Dunbar stays out wider slightly, well, only slightly though. He uses a bit of the draft that he's picking up off the back of the 89 cart. The Gary Cozzi electrical cart leads the way from the David Dunbar Holmes Arrow. Both carts are Drew Price or DPE engineering arrows. Both using the Yamaha J engine. And at the moment, it's just a pure battle of driver's wits as Gary Cozzi in the 89 leads the way. Through the kink and into the double right-handers now, the final turns before we head up the the start-finish straight. And it is 7 laps completed, the gap 0.2 of a second. Gary Cozzi in the 89, leading the 81 of David Dunbar. Less than a cart length in it. Dunbar closing in through the hairpin. He gets out of the hairpin so well, and now Cozzi's under some real pressure as they come through the kink. Dunbar looked like he was going to make a lunge there into a windmill. Couldn't pull off the move. Double left-handers now. And it is Cozzi who gets that gap slightly to his advantage as they head back up the start-finish straight. Lap 8 about to be completed. Cozzi and Dunbar. Further back on the field, Sarah Cozzi, Nathan Carr and Scott Nielsen still circulating. The battle is for the lead. And it's Cozzi who thought about trying to make a lunge in turn 4. They head down the back straight into the hairpin. And this time Cozzi makes a much better run through the hairpin. Doesn't allow Dunbar to have a charge on him. So as they head through windmill for the penultimate time, the double left-handers now. And onto the short chute. Cozzi, can he hold off Dunbar here in the final stages? They come to the white flag. White flag is out. Dunbar just adjusting the mixtures on the carburetor here. Cozzi adjusting the mixtures on the carburetor through the flip-flop. And Dunbar tried to make a move that time. Cozzi, Dunbar, nose to tail down the back straight as they head into the hairpin. Dunbar gets the better of him in the entry, but on exit, it is Cozzi who leads the way. He opened up a handy buffer there as they head through the double left-handers on the infield for the final time. It's Cozzi and Dunbar into the kink now. 2 right-handers left. Dunbar closing up onto the back of Cozzi now, but Cozzi should have him covered. They come off the final turn, and Gary Cozzi takes the victory from David Dunbar. Sarah Cozzi, a great drive back there in third position. And then it's back to the G&N car painting, number 7 of Nathan Carr, with Scott Nielsen in the 17P, rounding out the field. So, great race there in Senior National. Junior National Super Heavy is up next.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
As we get set to bring out the juniors, Junior National Super Heavy, well, James Keane out there in that Midwest multimedia cart certainly has dominated proceedings so far in this class. Ryan McLenshaw in the 25, and hopefully the 65 of Hannah Tailby can get to at least the start and hopefully back there to the finish as well. So, getting set for a start. No start that time, Keane. Perhaps a little bit too keen there. So they head through the cutout. As Keane and the 51. We'll have a look. His best time in heat one was a 46.091. His qualifying time, a 46.8. And we're away in racing. Keane gets the jump off the start as they head down the hill for the first time. Through the flip-flop and into the right-hander. So, James Keane from Orange ahead of Ryan McLenshaw in the Wollongong Kart Club entry. Then it's Hannah Tailby who runs back there in third. So good to see Tailby, who had dramas in heat number one, out there here in heat two, and it's circulating. Keane comes up to complete lap number one, and it's the 51 leading by 1.5 seconds after that first lap. So a good start by James Keane. He heads through the hairpin. And that time, a bit sloppy through the hairpin, was Ryan McLenshaw. Just threw the cart around there and really wrenching on the steering wheel. And that has probably cost him quite a bit of time. Hannah Tailby doing a good job. 3 seconds back off McLenshaw, 4 seconds back off the lead. Times were earlier today. McLenshaw 47.7, 2.8 seconds back. And Tailby now trailing McLenshaw by just under 6 seconds. The race leader in James Keane is working through the double left-handers. Be interesting to see just how much he can extend this lead. As Keane this time by a 46.210, McLenshaw 47.538, and Tailby a 50.048. I think that'll be won't be Tailby's fastest lap so far. She has had a 49 in qualifying, a 49.769. But certainly her fastest racing lap, and hopefully she can maintain that sort of pace. As Keane, a 46.3. Macklin, a 47.3. So Macklin about a second a lap slower at the moment on James Keane. So the Midwest Multimedia Arrow well out in front here from McLenshaw in that top cart. Right. base leader. Very smooth, just trying to make sure he can get the absolute most out of this cart as he comes. Runs a little bit wide. He's racing really only against himself here is James Keane. A 46.1, so after five laps he's set the fastest lap of the race, improving on each one of his laps. Now Hannah Tailby with a 49.3. I think that will be her best lap of the weekend so far. Yeah, very much so. It was a 49.7 in qualifying for Tailby. Keane, a 45.981. So Keane is really starting to lower the bar here. That's his fastest lap of the weekend. A 45.981, and he leads by almost 8 seconds now over Ryan Macklinshaw. As Hannah Tailby sits back there in third, she's 23 seconds off the leader and 15 seconds off Macklinshaw, who runs in second. But Keane really knocking out some solid laps. As really, no problems for the race leader, James Keane, in complete control. As I mentioned before, I think you can, if you're looking for a junior kart, the Keanes have one for sale, an Arrow. It's got a whole bunch of spares, including a brand new nose cone. So if you go up and see Trevor Keane, he'd certainly be able to talk to you about how much it'd take to pick up that package. It's not the cart we see on the track, I don't believe, but certainly James Keane just making his way up through the ranks now, and getting a bit bigger, of course, so the cart is surplus to their requirements. And would be a good kart to get yourself involved in karting with if you're interested. So Ryan Macklinshaw in the 25, 11 seconds back, just not matching the pace of Keane anymore. He's dropped off his pace by 4/10 of a second, his best pace by 4/10 of a second. Keane, after setting 8 consecutive fastest laps in the race, finally does a lap slower than his best. So it's a 45.928 on lap 8. He's completed 9 laps now on the final lap, and he did that in a 46.1. So knows he's got it under control with a 12.5 second lead, and he's just cruising at home to make sure of this result. Race leader is kart 51. He heads through the final turns now. James Keane will take the checkered flag. Keane takes the victory. He runs Macklinshaw in the 25, comes home in second, and Tailby in the 65. Runs home in third. So, good run there for the Junior National Super Heavies. Up next, it's Senior National Super Heavy as the Super Heavy Challenge continues here at the Orange Kartway.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
We have one cart that hasn't come out of the pit gate. Benjamin Churchland in the 22 is the pole sitter. Outside of the front row is the 60 of Curtis Dixon. Brent Dixon in the 42 starts out of 3. Reese Harradine in the 19 starts out of 4. Michael Hazelden in the 20 is out of 5. Keegan Brain in the 78 starts out of 6. The 77's Tony Lawson. 9 is Jeremy Lua. Wayne Ogilvie is in the 55. Now, Simon Lua has had some dramas today in the 5 cart. And, his dramas continue because he's either not out there or, once again, his transponder's not picking up. Keegan Bryan in the 78. Also not out there. So Benjamin Churchland in the 22. Now I can see the 5 cart there, so I'm not sure what the problem is with Simon Lua's timer.
Simon Lua's transponder's not working. Oh.
As away and racing, and it's Churchland who gets the jump. Oh, 3 wide and contact there as they head down the pit straight. Couple of carts off the circuit. They regather things back up as they head through the hairpin. It's Churchland who leads the way from Dixon. That's Curtis, then Brent Dixon. Further back then, Reese Harradine's been shuffled back a spot by Michael Hazelton. The 19 card of Harradine manages to retake the spot from Lawson. From Ogilvie, I should say. As the race leaders, the battle continues on Churchland and Curtis Dixon, nose to tail. Then it's Brent Dixon and Hazelton, who are also nose to tail. They work their way through the hairpin. And they stay fairly even as they make their way to the kink and now into the hairpin. Race leader is the 22 of Churchland. Churchland, fastest qualifier, and also winner of heat number one. Now, interestingly enough, Keegan Keegan Bryan and Chris Daly all not out there on the circuit.
Simon Lua, Brain and Daly are not out there.
So Churchland, Dixon,
Curtis Dixon and Brent Dixon now nose to tail on the racetrack as they head through the final turns. Churchland into turn number one. He's got 0.4 of a second advantage over Curtis Dixon. Brent Dixon, 0.2 of a second back. And, another cart. We have got a cart off the circuit down at the very bottom of the circuit. Try and pick up who that might be. I think it's Jeffrey Tresletter. So Trefeter off the circuit now. Just to let you know, racing will go through to 5 p.m. They will complete the second round of heats as we have another cart off the circuit. And I can't quite pick that number off. It's a 20, so Hazelton is off the fourth place runner. That moves Ogilvy up with Harradine to fourth and fifth position. And Curtis Dixon under pressure. Now Brent Dixon trying to go up the inside of him. In fact, it's Churchland who's falling off the pace. Curtis Dixon is your race leader now. Churchland tried to come back at him. And it's Curtis Dixon leading the way from Churchland. Churchland in through the kink, now through the final right-hand turns. Will complete half-race distance this time by with a new race leader. Curtis Dixon leading the way. So, Curtis Dixon leading from Benjamin Churchland. Brent Dixon behind him. Brent Dixon looks like he's got a good line-up coming into the hairpin. No. Can't do anything about it, just works his way through the hairpin and loses a little bit of ground to Churchland that time. So Curtis Dixon, Benjamin Churchland, Brent Dixon, Wayne Ogilvy, Reese Harradine, Tony Lawson, Jeremy Lua, Paul Skibiris, Max Laybutt is the running order. And just a reminder, racing will continue till 5 p.m. this afternoon. And it will work their way as far as they can through the third round of heats before a 5 p.m. finish up. Now, Brent Dixon up the inside of Churchland into the hairpin. And Dixon, can he hold off as they come off the hairpin now towards the kink? Churchland trying to come back at him into Windmill, and Churchland is going to do the crossover through the double right-handers. Dixon's got the advantage at the moment as they come through the kink. And Dixon will hold on. So Curtis Dixon leads the way. Brent Dixon up into second. Churchland shuffled back to third. Further back then, Harradine, Ogilvy. Then it's Lawson. Further back, Jeremy Lua. Skibiris is the next cart through, with Laybutt rounding out the field. As the leaders head towards Windmill once again, Curtis Dixon has a 2 second lead over brother Brent. Benjamin Churchland sits back there in third place. Curtis Dixon in the 60 card is your race leader. Ogilvy and Harradine, then it's Lawson, Lua, Skibiris, Laybutt running out the runners. So as Curtis Dixon continues to hold that 2 second advantage. Interesting battle further on between Ogilvy, Harradine and Lawson. Here comes Harradine to try and get the spot back from Ogilvy. Harradine just gets a bit wide coming out of the kink up to the double right-handers.
Now Ogilvy will have the run, but can he pull it off down the pit straight? No. Tries to, thinks about making a move into the flip-flop, but can't pull it off there as they head through turn four. Churchland makes his move through the S's, through the hairpin once again. Dixon and Churchland. Churchland's got the line into Windmill. Dixon tried to keep it on the outside, but Brent Dixon has to concede. And Churchland has got himself back up to second position. Harradine's holding on for fourth as Ogilvy is falling back into the clutches of Lawson. The checkered flag at the ready, and Curtis Dixon takes the win. Churchland finishes in second. Brent Dixon shakes his head. He's disappointed to drop that spot on the last lap. Rhys Harradine, Wayne Ogilvy, Tony Lawson, Jeremy Lua, Skrabiris, Labutt, round out the running order. So, it was an interesting battle there. Benjamin Churchland grabbing second place. So, Curtis Dixon with the victory. The rookies are up next here in the Super Heavy Challenge.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
Rookies away and racing in heat number two. As it's Charles McLansborough, the pole sitter, who, well, had dramas in heat number one. Allowed Lachlan Toole to come through and take the victory. Chloe Cozzi also didn't show the speed she had in the heat races. In the qualifying in heat number one, and she backed up quite noticeably throughout the race. So hopefully they've found the problem on Chloe Cozzi's cart, and she can really mix it up with the front runners. So Charles McLansborough leading the way from Chloe Cozzi in second. Then it's back to Lachlan Toole, your heat race winner in heat one. Then it's Oliver McLansborough, Nicholas Myers and Jake Bullman. Now, Orange's Charles McLansborough, the Subway Bathurst and Kelso, number 76, and a 1.4 second advantage at the front of the field after the first lap. Lachlan Toole up the inside of Cozzi now. Cozzi fighting back. They were side by side through the kink. Through the final turns now, Cozzi will hold on to second position in the Tony Kart. It's back then to the arrow of the 13 kart of Lachlan Toole. Then it's Oliver McLansborough. He's in that Subway Stocklands Bathurst kart with Nicholas Myers in the Top Watch kart. And Jake Bullman, the Grenfell driver, rounding out the field. So, Charles McLansborough, still your race leader, 2.4 seconds, his advantage over Chloe Cozzi in that Gary Cozzi electrical cart. Lachlan Toole's got the Gulf Western Oil support. as he heads into the final turns now. They head up the start-finish straight. And it is Chloe Cozzi in second, who holds off Lachlan Toole. Charles McLansborough is your race leader. He's out to a 3-second advantage. His last lap of 46.242. Cozzi back there with a 46.8. And right on her back bumper now, Lachlan Toole in that 13 car to 46.929. Oliver McLansborough, a 46.928. So Oliver McLansborough showing some good speed here. Nicholas Myers in the 41. And Jake Bullman rounding out the field as McLansborough, Charles McLansborough, leading the way. Cozzi back there in second. Has still got Lachlan Toole right on her back bumper. So there's been no rest for her in this heat. Although she'll be much happier with the performance of the cart, as she is still well up in second position. So race leader, Chloe Cozzi, Charles McLansborough in the 76. Cozzi sits back there in second. Then it's the 13 of Toole. McLansborough, that's Oliver. And then to Nicholas Myers and Jake Bullman. Oh, around goes Lachlan Toole. He went through the flip-flop extremely hard, right on the back bumper of Chloe Cozzi, and then it looked like he might have just checked himself up and jumped on the brakes a bit too hard and went spinning around and now falls to fifth position. So bit of breathing room now for Cozzi and Toole. He'll be very frustrated. He won heat one after a spin on the last lap by Charles McLansborough, and this time he makes the mistake himself, but it has been far more costly because it sees him out there circulating in fifth position. So Chloe Cozzi in second now has a 1.9-second advantage over Oliver McLansborough in the Arrow. So Charles McLansborough out in front. Seven laps completed this time by. And Charles McLansborough heads across the start-finish line. A 46.6-second lap. So he's backing the pace off now. Chloe Cozzi a 46.4. But still almost 3 seconds behind the race leader. Oliver McLansborough in the 75 car. This is 2.1 seconds back behind Chloe Cozzi. A 46.638 second lap. His last lap out there. Nicholas Myers, a 47.1 second lap to Lachlan Toole's 46.7. So Toole should be able to, I don't know if he will. Three laps left. And he's got a 6 second. No, he's not going to be able to pull up the gap there unless Myers was to make a mistake as well. So Charles McLansborough heads into the hairpin for the penultimate time. I think he's far enough behind Jake Bullman that the back marker won't prove to be a factor in this race. He's backed off the pace slightly. He's only had one real slow lap in this race so far. Chloe Cozzi, a 46.6. Oliver McLansborough, a 46.472. So his fastest lap of the race. As the white flag is out now, McLansborough, Charles McLansborough, Heads down the back straight and into the S's once again. As McLansborough works his way through the kink for the final time. Into the windmill. Smoothly through the double left-handers. And now onto the short shoot. Charles McLansborough leading the way. And McLansborough through the final turn. And this time gets to wave his hand in the air. He's taken the victory. Cozzy back there in second. Ollie McLansborough having a great run in third. Nicholas Miles and Lachlan Toole, he'll be very frustrated with his performance there. And Jake Bullman rounding out the field. So that's another good heat here for the rookies. Up next, it's Clubman Heavy.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
All right, we get set now for a start here in Clubman Heavy. It was an interesting battle in heat number one in Clubman Heavy, which saw Michael Hannaford in the 68 take the win. He was the fastest in qualifying. Nathan Walden, of course, from the Ipswich Kart Club, up there at next to Queensland Raceway. Michael Hazelton and certainly Walden in the running for the driver who's travelled the furthest to be here this weekend. Michael Hazelton, Glenn Bullman, Michael McAuliffe and Brett Dixon was the running order in that one. Brent Dixon, well, he didn't even get to the green light, and at the moment we're not seeing Michael Hazelton out there. So only five carts away and racing, and it is a good start that time by Hannaford. Hannaford leading away here with Walden back there in second. Third place. Bit of a battle going on there as Bullman just getting in amongst it with McAuliffe. Dixon rounds out the field in fifth position. So as the leaders work their way through to the start-finish straight once again, it is a good lead by Michael Hannaford. Walden sits in second position, Bullman in third, Dixon now up ahead of McAuliffe as McAuliffe is failing back. Hannaford is your race leader. Walden dropping back by about 0.7 of a second on that first lap. Just not showing the speed of the Grenfell driver there. As he works up the start finish straight. Walden in second, 1.2 seconds back now. Hannaford, a 40.5 second lap to Walden's 41.04. Bullman, Dixon and McAuliffe rounding out the field. So is Hannaford showing the pace and converting that pace he had in qualifying into a solid performance here in the heats. Not sure what happened to Michael Hazelton, who was due to be out there but didn't get out onto the circuit. Hannaford, Walden, they're still 1.2 seconds back. So Walden has picked up the pace here to a 40.6 second lap. There's the fastest lap in the race coming on that third lap as he tries to reel back in Michael Hannaford. Hannaford, whose best laps are 40.5, so a tenth of a second better than the best lap of Walden. But Walden, well, just has some work to do to try and gather as much ground as he can back. And in fact, he lost a half a second on that lap. It's a 1.6 second gap now as Michael Hannaford pulling away at the front of the field. So Hannaford from Grenfell, and as I've mentioned throughout the day, a lot of great race meetings coming up at Grenfell. I mentioned 2 weeks' time they have the third round of the Southern Star Series, and then of course at the end of June it'll be the Bob Hine Memorial and the Festival of the Kids, one of the great country meetings in the country, one of the biggest attended country meetings in Australia. I think last year they set the record for attendance at a country meeting. It was absolutely fantastic weekend, the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of Kids, and we look forward to it again this year. And then of course coming up in October, the October long weekend, the Grenfell Kart Club will host the New South Wales State Karting Championships, and they do have a warm-up meeting in September for any drivers wanting to get some more lap time on the circuit ahead of the New South Wales State Karting Championships. So Grenfell with plenty of races on over the next few months, and they'd love to see you there, particularly for, of course, that Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Michael Hannaford, still your race leader in the 68 kart. Walden's in the 80 kart. Then it's back to Bullman in the 31. Brent Dixon in the 6th. And the 26th is Michael McAuliffe, who is now, well, he pulls off into pit lane, Michael McAuliffe, as the leaders were closing in on him. So McAuliffe decides not to be a factor in this race. He knows he was about to go a lap down and he's pulled off the circuit. He was some 7 seconds off the leader's pace. So you'd have to think that there was some sort of mechanical issue for Michael McAuliffe, because in heat number one, McAuliffe was running in the 44s and he qualified in about the 43s, so that cart's been backing up, unfortunately, for him all day. Hannaford is your race leader as he, well, we've got a cart slowing on the circuit now, and that, I think, is your race leader, Michael Hannaford. So, Hannaford, your race leader, off the track, and that makes Nathan Walden 68 off the circuit. It's the 80 that now leads this race.
No, we have to have car 80 now.
So, Michael Hannaford, with two laps left to run, off the circuit, white flag out now for the 80 of Nathan Walden. So Walden
Here's your race leader. Bullman still runs in second in that very interesting camouflage driving suit that he's got. And then it's back to Dixon. So only the three carts left running out of the six that were scheduled to start. Checkered flag to go out to the 80 cart.
Checkered flag to car 880.
As Nathan Walden heads up the start-finish line for the final time and takes the victory. So Walden takes the win from Bullman and Dixon. Bullman across the line. And Dixon will round out the runners. So an interesting Clubman Heavy. Heat number two. It's the tag 125s up next.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
So we get set now for the tag restricted super heavy heat number two. Shane Tate has been the man to try and beat in this class. The cart number 10 will start from the pole. The first of our two Geelong based drivers, the 99 of Stephen Kerwood, starts out of position number two. Scott Dalton Kirby in the 68 from Newcastle will start out of position number three, and the 58 of David Kerwood will start out of position number four. Don't go racing this time by, as Tate is well, they look like they're in good formation, so not sure what the problem was. They'll head through the cut through and we'll go racing next time by, all going well. So Tate, fastest qualifier. He qualified at a 41.54 was his fastest qualifying lap. 42 was his best lap in heat number two. But Tate gets left behind at the start, and it's a 99 of Kerwood who leads the way down into turn four for the first time as they make it through the flip-flop, and on the crossover into the hairpin, it will be Tate who retakes the lead, although Kerwood's going to come back at him on the crossover through the kink heading towards Windmill. It is still Kerwood who leads the way. Tate again quick out of the left-handers on the short shoot. Kerwood couldn't stay with him, and Tate will be the race leader. So Tate leading the way in cart number 10 as they complete lap number 1. Kerwood certainly mixing it up there, giving it to him as they head down into the flip-flop. And now towards turn number 4. David Kerwood runs in third position with Scott Dalton Kirby
rounding out the field. So the tag restricted, 125 super heavies. They're broken off into two battles of two now, as Tate and Kerwood are nose to tail, and then this gap back to David Kerwood and Scott Dalton Kirby. Though Scott Dalton Kirby about a card length back and doesn't look like he's pressing at the moment. Across the start finish line, Tate's jumping in his seat. He's trying to do everything he possibly can in that Karting World Cup to get every ounce of performance out of it. He's opened up his gap slightly on the previous lap and opened it further as he was aggressive down the pit straight and into the flip-flop. So Tate leading the way in kart number 10. Stephen Kerwood from Geelong, the Cosmic Karts, Extreme Karts sponsored entry, runs in second. And it's David Kerwood in the Birrell Extreme Karts entry, running back there in third with Scott Dalton Kirby behind him. So the race leader heads through the flip-flop once again. As, well, there definitely looks like there's some rain on the horizon now. And that could make for a very interesting afternoon and early evening, as we still have an hour and a half's racing, or an hour and 20 minutes racing ahead of us today. Our race leader is Shane Tate, and he leads by over a second now on the 99 cart of Stephen Kerwood. David Kerwood and Scott Dalton Kirby are the next two carts through. So if this rain hits, we might not get through as many classes as we'd hoped tonight. So hopefully it will just circle around the track so we can keep this race meeting. A super heavy challenge well on track. Hope you're enjoying all the action of the Orange Kart Club's inaugural Super Heavy Challenge. Race leader in this restricted Super Heavy heat number 2, Shane Tate. Stephen Kerwood is running in second in the 99 kart. Then it's the 58 of David Kerwood, who's got the 68 of Scott Dalton Kirby right on his back bumper. There's good pressure being applied, but can Scott Dalton Kirby make the pass? They head nose to tail down into the hairpin. Out of the hairpin now, and Dalton Kirby really slow out of there, and he loses about 5 kart lengths as David Kerwood hit the accelerator and just leapt away. Tate is your leader, completing lap number 6. Tate opening up now a gap of 2.5 seconds over Stephen Kerwood, who runs in second. Dalton Kirby closing back up onto David Kerwood. And again, Dalton Kirby just is very good through the infield section and working along the short chute into the final turns. So he needs to be able to just improve that hairpin and acceleration towards the kink and the windmill to be able to ensure that he can keep himself in a place to battle. As the race leader has completed 7 laps, here we see the battle for third closing up again. Kerwood, Dalton Kirby, nose to tail. Now Dalton Kirby just needs to, well, he's backed off early here going into the hairpin. That should mean he'll come off quicker, but once again he loses a lot of ground as they head into windmill. The double left-handers now on the infield and across the short chute. Into the kink now before the final turns. As your battle for third, nothing between them. The leader is down heading towards the hairpin through the flip-flop now. It is the third place battle, David Kerwood in the 58, the 68 of Scott Dalton Kirby, who are nose to tail, again out of the S's. That is where David Kerwood has his advantage for sure. The white flag will be out this time by for your race leader, Stephen Tate, in cart number 10. The Karting World number 10 cart leading the way as the battle for third continues on. Now, what can Dalton Kirby do? He's got Kerwood in his sights through the flip-flop. He really wants to try and make this move before the hairpin. But at the moment, he's just right on the back bumper. He's changed his braking marker again. Can he accelerate away? No. It's Kerwood, David Kerwood, who gets the best of him. So as they work their way through the infield, our leader heads back onto the start-finish straight. And Shane Tate takes his second win. Tate takes the victory from Kerwood. Stephen Kerwood in the 99. David Kerwood holds on for third with Scott Dalton Kirby rounding out the runners in fourth place. So some good racing there in a restricted super heavy. Up next, it'll be tag 125 super heavy to round out the second heat, the second round of heats.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347, or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
All competitors, please note the officials have deemed the track to be wet. It is now considered a wet track out there on the circuit. So tag super heavy, their second heat, and they're all out there on slicks as they left the pit lane before the...
No. They're out there, soon as they declare the track wet.
I just got told to say it then.
Yeah, I know, but they already used that.
Okay. So, the next class will be running on a declared wet track. The track is still fine. It'll be declared a wet track at the end of this heat race. So,
couldn't do it because they're all there yet.
Yep. All right, so we've got the drivers forming up now. Jeffrey Cooper in the 14, Alex Taylor in the 23, the 9 is Peter Beaton, Curtis Dixon in the 67, the 17 is Benjamin Jenkins, the 33 is Warren Hall. And I don't think Michael Hannaford is out there in that 31 car. No, he's not. So hopefully we see them for...
No.
No, we won't get a start this time either. So Warren Hall just caught at the back of the field here. So Jeffrey Cooper in the 14, fastest qualifier, and in an interesting battle, was able to take the points there. He's in the Rams CRG from the North Shore Kart Club. Alex Taylor is up next in the Mick Race 23. That's the front row. Peter Beaton and Curtis Dixon, the next row. Benjamin Jenkins from Queensland and Warren Hall from Canberra. Away and racing, a good start. Cooper gets the jump, as it is going to be a slip and slide affair here as the rain tumbles down. Jeffrey Cooper in the 14, leading the way. Cooper has got Taylor, Beaton, Dixon. Oh, very, very careful going through the hairpin that time. In fact, well, it'll be interesting to see Jenkins, how good he is in the wet here. Because, round and a spin that time. Dixon slows on the circuit. So Warren Hall actually picks up a position because the 17 of Jenkins has gone around heading into Windmill. So Cooper, Taylor. Well, Cooper and Taylor, they've done this before. They're staying off the racing line, which sounds strange, but what you find is the build-up of rubber off the racing line will provide you with more control. So, Jeffrey Cooper, Alex Taylor, first and second, then a big gap back to Peter Beaton. And up through Windmill, it's getting quite treacherous now. Peter Beaton, in that 69 kart, some great kart control there. It's not making him much ground, but, he actually could find himself taking this one out if he can control it. Another spinner there. I'm not sure who that was. That was again Benjamin Jenkins looping that around. Now, I thought up in Queensland you might get a few of these sort of torrential rain showers during a race meeting, and he might be used to it, but he's had two spins now at Windmill, so he's just not coming to grips with it. So it's Cooper and Taylor. They're just running the wide lines. Oh, Jenkins up onto the dirt through turn number one. And he loops it round again. So he is absolutely not enjoying this situation at all. So I don't know too many drivers do really like being out there on slicks in these conditions. But anyway, it's just one of the things that happens when you're racing. Jeffrey Cooper in the 14 is your race leader. He's completing lap number 3. To give you an idea of the difference in the speed, he just did a 55 second lap. In heat number 1, his best lap was a 41.14, and in qualifying he was a 41.16. so you can see how they're about 14 seconds off their best in these conditions. Cooper, Taylor, Beaton. Then it's Curtis Dixon, Warren Hall and Benjamin Jenkins coming through to complete lap number 4. And Jenkins has said, enough's enough. He's coming in. So Cooper, still your race leader. Beaton was really pushing hard there for a few laps. But now, it looks like Cooper has started to get a bit more comfortable with the circuit. And he is starting to pick up his pace. Fastest man on the track is Alex Taylor, who runs in second position, the 23 kart. He's just done a 54.011 second lap. That is half a second faster than the leader. And over 2.5 seconds faster than the rest of the drivers out there. So it is Alex Taylor in the 23, the man to watch currently. as he is really putting out some speed. Warren Hall has just looped it round, coming out onto the start-finish straight, so we've got a yellow flag out as the leaders are coming up onto the back of the 33 cart. So blue flags will need to be out here fairly soon to let Warren Hall know that it's the leaders that are bearing down on him. The blue flag out now. And will it affect the leader? Cooper just getting balked. It does! And that means Taylor will go through and take the lead. So the Wollongong racer in the Mic Racing CRG, the Mic Race CIG, has been putting on a great display here in the wet weather, has now used the back marker as a pick and has taken the lead. So Cooper now back in second. Third place is still beaten with Dixon in fourth. Fifth place, one lap down, is Warren Hall. So they're picking up the pace now. 53.7 last lap for Alex Taylor. Warren Hall about to be passed by Peter Beaton, as Beaton makes the pass now up towards the back straight on the hairpin. So Alec Taylor, Cooper in second still. Taylor really driving very aggressively. He was 2 seconds faster than Cooper on that last lap. He's again going fairly hard with six laps now completed. Race leader Alex Taylor doing a great job. A 51.2 for Taylor, a 51.5 for Cooper. As a race leader, Alec Taylor in the Mic Race CRG Wollongong Kart Racing Club entry. As eight laps are completed by Alex Taylor, who's out to a 1 second advantage over White.
Last lap forward out to car 23.23, next time by please.
So Taylor goes into the S's now. Cooper's really pushing hard. So Cooper thinks he might be able to come back. He was sideways through the kink heading towards Windmill. So it is a hard charging drive by Alec Taylor in treacherous conditions as the white flag is out now. But Cooper is not to be done with yet. As they work their way down through turn number four, race leader is still Taylor, but Cooper is pushing hard. Cooper not letting him get away in the dying stages of this race through the double left-handers, and Taylor still holds the lead. Cooper trying to pressure him into a mistake, which he almost makes. He was sideways going through the kink that time, heading towards the final turns. He gathers it up and will take the checkered flag. Taylor takes the win. Cooper gets off the track as soon as he can. It's going to be Beaton who finishes in third, and Curtis Dixon will finish in fourth, with fifth place Warren Hall back there one lap down. So, well, great and interesting way to finish this
second round of heats here in the Super Heavy Challenge.